Now, the most useful help space in this course is actually the H2 space. The H2 space is actually a closed subspace of L2, and which consists of all the functions that in L2. Okay, so it's a square, basically a square integrable on the imaginary axis, and they are analytic in the right half line. So if you think about in a special case. If the function is actually rational, then you can see all those functions doesn't have any poles in the right half line. And it's, since it's analytic in the right half line, actually it also means the function doesn't have any poles in the closed right half line. So since it's a subspace of the L2, then of course the norm can be induced from L2 norm, and they are defined in the same way, but actually can obtain a norm from a limit, or actually this is a soup overtaking over the sigma in the entire right half plane, but it turns out the maximum actually achieved on a boundary, that is, you can compute the two norm by just integrating the function on the imaginary axis. Now, of course, the very, very special cases is the real rational subspace. Here we denote RH2, and actually in this case it just consists of all the strictly proper and real rational transfer matrices. So what that means is that it's basically all those functions that doesn't have constant term and has all the poles in the left half plane. Now, similarly, we can define a orthogonal space of H2, which we denote H2 per here. This is actually is the complement of H2 in the L2 space. That it consists of all the rest of functions. That is, the function is actually in the L2, but is actually analytic in the left half plane. So, in a way, that is another half of the H2 space. Space, and in the rare, rare special case, if you look at all the functions are rational, then here we denote, of course, RH2 per. Then it actually consists of all those functions that are strictly proper and anti-stable. Okay. Now, as we point out before, that in fact those complex function space, as we define here, H2. And L2 and so on, they are actually related to the time domain functions of L2. And in fact, what they do, how they related is by a kind of Laplace transform. Sometimes you actually need a bilateral Laplace transform. For example, L2 space. Now L2 minus infinity infinity actually is related to L2 complex L2 function space by a bilateral transform. Now, in a special case, H2 space is related by the standard Laplace transform, this is a one-sided Laplace transform, to the L2 zero infinity function space. In other words, for every function that is in square integrable from in an interval of 0 to infinity, actually relate there is a corresponding function in the H2 space. And not only that, we can actually show fairly easily, this is a so-called Parseval's relations, that the norm in a complex domain is also equal to if you compute a norm in the time domain. That is, if you compute the norm, for example, let's say if you have a G2, which is a function, a G is a function of L2, 0 infinity, that is, the square integral from 0 to in the positive time domain, then the 2 norm of the time function, 2 norm, is actually equal to the complex function, 2 norm, of its Laplace transform.